Yeah, let's do the Tysons McVille first. And then we'll take a look at the Rush. I've had it enough here. So Tyson says McVille, then nice and young talking. So the first question Tyson raises is, how do I come with McVille? She should talk him. Why isn't it simply... It already said my name is Christ the website, but let it simply say McVille, I said she should talk him. Why does it have to spell out Zen Nice and Gimel Tvachim? Is Zen Nice and Gimel Tvachim? The Ramah asked this question also. The Ramah wants to say that it's coming to teach me, we talked about this already, that it's coming to teach me that even if they don't have equal shares in the chutzah, the extra stress, Zen Nice and Gimel Tvachim, Zen Nice and Gimel Tvachim, is coming to tell me that regardless of how much of the chutzah each one owns. He says, well, maybe one of them owns two-thirds of the chutzah. Maybe it's Achim Shecholkin. One of them is a Bechar, so he has two-thirds of the chutzah. Nonetheless, the Kaisel is divided equally. Zen Nais and Gimel Tvachim, Zen Nais and Gimel Tvachim. And he explains, because they're not making the Kaisel in order to improve the chutzah. They're making the Kaisel for Achalkas Nezokim. Each one has the same chiyuv of Achalkas Nezokim. I talked about that the other day. You see in the Ramah, that he understands that it's a chiyuv, that the opinion of Kaisel is not a tikkun hachatzah dikkunin, it's a hachokas nezokin dikkunin. But anyway, Tysus doesn't say that there. I don't think it's a proof that Tysus doesn't hold from that din. Tysus doesn't say that there. Tysus is assuming that they're equal, talking about a case where they share equally in the chatzah. And anyway, it says already, so maybe, even if it's a chiddush, and even if you need that chiddush, maybe it already says, "Bainim sakaisel b'emsa." So why does it have to say again, "Zenais and gimel tefachim"? "Zenais and gimel tefachim"? So Taisa says, "Pashut teres mishum dolini tilaim." She should look alechad. If it would have said "bigvild," she should tefachim. I would have thought it means she should tefachim look alechad. 12 tefachim. So it says, "No. It's 6 tefachim, 3 tefachim apiece." Fine. In time, am I itzich lemisni midas gil begozus? Kevin is not a kol kaminik amedina. Kimei shenagul ken yosi ken yasu. It's totally a minhag medina anyway. The Mishnah says, "Hakol k'minhag medina." Right? Welcome, Shnagel. Vil gozus kvisim levenim bainim. Hakol k'minhag medina. So why does it have to spell out the midos? Zenais and gimel tvachim, zenais and gimel tvachim. Meaning, you have to have 6 tvachim for gvil, 5 tvachim for gozus. Why are you looking at the minhag medina? Whatever the minhag medina is, however big they make the medinas, they make the ksalim of vil. Let's take a look how thick they make the ksalim. Let the minhag medina be dispositive in that as well. Demis, I don't know how much of aura this is. If it's a kasha, then it's not only kasha. Why the Mishnah has to spell out the how many tefachim, the midas roifel? Why does Mishnah have to spell out gvil begosus too? The Mishnah says gvil gosus kvisum levenim. Let it say hakol k'minhag medina. Vayim is hakaisel k'minhag medina. Mele if he tastes his teretz, that is tell that this that the tefachim etaka dafka, you need 6 tefachim dafka at least as a maximum. So then it has to spell out gvil gosus and so on, because each kind of wool has a different maximum of tefachim. So it says gvil gosus levenim and kvisim because it wants to tell me that if the minhag is gvil, the maximum is shisha tefachim. If the minhag is gosus, the maximum is 5 tefachim and so on. But in Tosfos is having meaning that even the width is committing a medina. So then it's not only kasha why the Mishnah spelled out the width. It's also kasha why the Mishnah spells out the various kinds of walls as well. It's just say a kol kamina gamadina, a kol kamina gamadina covers everything. It's not mashma, that's what Tosfos is asking. Yeah, lay there. I don't know. This occurs to me now. Gvil Tosfos only bothered. Why does it have to say the midas gvil begosus? But why it has to say gvil begosus, that Tosfos is not bothered by.
Why
Hakol to teach us Hakol for
Asuya Vidat? Like, what is Tosfos
why?
If they didn't have the measurements, why
how
could we
have
used Hakol to teach us
Tosfos Vidat
as well? Or maybe Hakol
to Medina
is telling us not just.
Tosfos not asking why does
Hakol to Medina.
He's asking why does
it
have to say
Shishu Tvachim, Chamishu Tvachim. Well, I'm saying, let's say it didn't say that, right? And it just says Hakol to Medina. Right. Maybe I wouldn't have been able to learn out Tosfos Vidat. Maybe
because
I would have said
Hakol.
Oh, what does
Hakol
mean?
I hear. Okay. I hear. You're going to say it's a different Teres Kasha. That, okay. You have a different Teres of Teres Kasha. But it's not a Kasha and Teres. Why is it a Teres? Anyway, I'm not saying what I'm pointing out. I don't know if it's the biggest horror in the world, but it's a little bit of troubles me. Why doesn't Tosfos ask on that? Tosfos only asks why the Mishnah has to spell out the Midas Reichel. He should ask a different question. Why doesn't the Mishnah spell out Gvil, Gozus, Kvisim, and Levenim? That's also extra. Tosfos Teretz takes care of that too. Tosfos solution will be a solution for that also. Once Tosfos tells me that the Midas Reichel is not only totally in Minag HaMedina, the Midas Reichel Taka Chazal determined at least. According to Tosfos as a maximum, so then the Mishnah does have to spell out Gvil Gosus and so on, because each kind of wool has a different maximum that Chazal set. So it has to say that, but in this Havamina, that the Reichem is also a Kaminag HaMedina, so then it shouldn't say anything, it should just say Hakol Kaminag HaMedina. Any of that. In any event, Tosfos answers via Shleimer de Im Nagu, Yasim Yvok, Gvil Loyasim, Henkulum, El Kashir HaMafurish. That this is a maximum. If the minhag is to do more than she should be gvil, so that you don't have to, that you can't be kaifim to do. Tosfos doesn't explain why. Some of the parshat pshat is because it's a waste. Because it's pointless. She should tefachim is enough for gvil. So if they have a minhag to do more, that minhag to do more doesn't have any meaning. From an engineering point of view, it has no meaning. They have a minhag to make fat walls. That you can't be kaifim for the other person to do. What about if the minhag is to do less than she should tefachim? Tosfos says, "Emiu im nagu lasis pachas mishisha yaseh." That already you would follow the minhag. The shir chazal, the shir of the Mishnah, the shir is a maximum. More than six is pointless, but less than six, although it's not as strong as six, if the minhag is to make gvil less than shisha tochim, that's not the strongest. That's not as strong as a wall of shisha tochim, but the minhag would still determine the chiyuv. Tosfos says because the afilu nogu b'chutz v'dafnei yaseh k'dim mefarash b'gemar, because after all, even if a wall of shisha of gvil that's less than shisha tochim is not as strong as a wall of gvil that's shisha tochim, but it's as strong as chutz v'dafnei, at least it's certainly not less strong than chutz v'dafnei, and chutz v'dafnei is a good minhag. So if chutz v'dafnei is a good minhag, so gvil pochas m'shisha tochim is also a good minhag. You can't say. If they have a wall, if the minhag is to make gvil seven tefachim, so the seven tefachim is not meisiv anything to the strength of the wall. It's just decorative. So that Chazal said more than shisha tefachim is nothing. But if the minhag is to make gvil five tefachim, so that's not the strongest kind of gvil. The strongest kind of gvil would be shisha tefachim. But what does it matter? The minhag is here to make weak gvil. So, but it's not weaker than chutzav adafna. Chutzav adafna is good. This is also good.
Generally, stronger materials are also heavier.
Right? Yeah, we're talking about it. Tosfos doesn't seem to happen. The emphasis is a Gemara. What you're pointing out is a Gemara. Is a Gemara Dafei. I'm sorry, Daf Gimel. You're on the bottom of Daf Gimel. Amar Abai, it's three, four, five lines from the bottom, beginning of the line. Amar Abai, Shema Mino. Oh, that's not it. Before the next line, in the middle of the line, the Memra. Zotkeva, the Memra de Begozus, called Dalet Amos Goyvi, Havi Pussy Chamisha Koi, Loi Loi Koi. Do you mean to say, asks the Gemara, does the Mishnah mean to say that in a wall of Gozus, but one of the walls in the Mishnah is Gozus. Gozus is Chamisha Tvachim. Do you mean to say that in a wall of Gozus, if it's four Amos, if it's less than five Tvachim and Ketol, it won't stand? The Amos tracks in the Havi Goyva Tlosin Amos, of the Havi Pussy, the Shishpushchi, the Kom. What about in the Beis HaMikdash? The Amos tracks in was the wall of divide in the Bayis Rishon between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh, and it was 30 Amos tall, and it was only six Amos wide. If a wall that's four Amos wide needs five widths to be, of needs five tefachim of width to be stable. So a wall that's 30 tefachim high proportionally should need, I don't know, you do the myth, but it should need a lot more than six tefachim to be stable. So how do they make such a wall? The Gemara says a teretz. Gemara says a few tefachim. Maybe the extra tefach, that makes all the difference. The extra tefach, you go up to the shisha tefachim, makes it, you can, it's not proportionate, it's exponential. You add a tefach of width, you can go, five times as tall. But there was another teretz, maybe there was different, there was the roof. The roof helped hold it in place. Akleponim, from the Gemara's kash, it sounds like the Gemara is saying that a wall of gozus that's less than chamisha tefachim is loikoi. It won't stand. So how can I say that it's a good mitzvah? If it doesn't stand, how could it be a good mitzvah? There's place in mashma that a wall of gozus that's less than five tefachim, a wall of gvil that's less than... The Gemara talks about gozus because the Beis Hamikdash is with gozus. But let's say gvil is shisha tefachim. Taisus is assuming that a wall that's less than shisha tefachim, it's not so great, but it's not worse than utzav adafna. It's not going to topple over. But this Gemara seems to say that a wall that's less than the shi'ar reichah that's laid out in the Mishnah is loikoi. So how can Taisus? So it sounds like it's mamish loikoi. So Taisus, the answer is Taisus himself. Taisus and that Gemara says. Ab ames gleiva, apusi de chamisha koi tvei lekoi. Fek taisus, the kosher rein atam. Halaveinim degree koi vishleisha tvachim. How can the Gemara imply that a wall of gozus that's less than five tvachim is lekoi, it's not strong enough to stand. Levenim are less strong than because the Mishnah is in descending order. Levenim are weaker than gvil. And levenim stand with only three tvachim. So where did the Gemara see in the Mishnah? How can the Gemara read into the Mishnah that a wall of gozus that's less than five tefachim will topple over, when even a wall of levenim won't topple over with only three tefachim? So Taisus answers, and then Taisus says another thing. Because it's the fact is that we see that a wall of gozus a little bit more. I'm not sure what the Tveya Put is, but Tveya Put means a little bit more. It's a little less. I don't know, I'm missing something in the Pshat. But a component, the sense of Taisus Kash is, we see for ourselves you can have a wall that's not the Chanisha Tvachim, it's not going to, and it stands. So Taisus answers, Betirates, Dachikoma, Tvei Loikoi, Kemishbat Gozus, Shereitzim, the Odom, Lubna, Shiyamad, Yomim, Rabim, Kishibayinim, the Gozus. Gemara doesn't mean that a wall that's less than chamisha tefachim of gozus is going to fall over. Even levenim don't fall over with only three tefachim. It means that when you build a wall of gozus, you have a certain expectation that it's going to have a certain shelf life. And the Gemara says that if it's less than, reason to the Mishnah, that if it's less than chamisha tefachim, then it's not going to stand as long as the expectation that for which people build gozus. When people build gozus, obviously they're investing money in gozus, they have a certain expectation. And the Gemara says, to meet that expectation, the gozus needs chamisha tefachim. So if it's less than chamisha tefachim, it's not going to meet the expectation of gozus. It doesn't mean it's going to fall over on the side. Even levenim don't fall over on their side, and the wall of levenim is only chamisha tefachim. But the wall of levenim, your expectation is less in the first place. So you build it to a wall that you're building with the expectation. You're building a wall, levenim anyway, let's say they only last, 50 years. Let's say a wall of levenim anyway only lasts 50 years. So for it to last 50 years, shleish tefachim is enough. When you build the wall of gozus, you want it to last 100 years. And for 100 years, you need five tefachim. And presumably, when they built the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara's kash is, when they built the Beis HaMikdash out of gozus, presumably they built that it should last as long as gozus indicates. They built it for the long term. So why did they have, how could they have a wall of 30 amos tall, and it was only six tefachim. What? That's the Gemara's kasha. Bekitzer, you see in this Taisus also the same. This Taisus, it's the same as our Taisus. The Taisus learns pshat in the Mishnah that a wall of gozus that's less than shisha tefachim, a wall of gozus that's less than chamisha tefachim, it's not that it falls over. It doesn't fall over. It doesn't last as long as gozus might be expected to. The Gemara's kasha in the Beis HaMikdash. But it's not that it'll fall over. It'll last as long as the wall of levenim. But when you build gozus, you don't want it to last as long as the wall of levenim. You want it to last longer. So that's why you have to have chamisha tefachim. So therefore, Taisa says by us, if the minhag hamedina is to build gozus less than five tefachim. If the minhag medina is to build gazus 3 tefachim, that means in this medina they build walls of gazus that are only going to last as long as walls of levenim. So Taisa says, okay, but why is that a bad minhag? If that's the minhag, that's the minhag. Why do Chazal have to be more firm than the minhag? If their minhag is to build walls of gazus that only last as long as walls of levenim, so that's their minhag. So what do I care? That's the minhag. They can have a minhag of Hutzuv Adafna that doesn't last very long at all. So here they have a wall. They have the minhag to build walls of gosses that only last as long as walls of Levenu. So why can't that minhag work? So Taisa Nechanami, that minhag would work. The Mishnah is only setting a maximum; it's not setting a minimum. So the Taisa and they all go together. Two Taisa and go together. The Rosh is Chaylik on Taisa. And the Rosh says that the Mishnah is a maximum and a minimum. If the minhag is to build gozes less than 5 tefachim or gvil less than 6 tefachim, that's also not a good minhag. It's a minhag shtus. I think it's a pasuk of the Cheshmi, the Rosh l'shitasei. Yeah, why is the Rosh l'shitasei?
Because you want the most ideal wall, and when you do the minimum of action, you already determine that 6 tefachim per gvil is going to be, you're going to get the most.
But why is that the Rosh Lashitasa? I mean, Sam asked the Rosh Lashitasa, but why is that the Rosh Lashitasa?
Because it's a waste of money.
Right, because the Rosh learns the whole Pshat in the Mishnah, why the Minhag HaMedina is dispositive at all. Like, why do we follow the Minhag HaMedina altogether? Just put a putz of a dafna. So the Rosh Hashita is the reason. So we saw it, like, but the Rosh Hashita is that in the Chanami, for Hesek Re'eh Hutz of a dafna is enough. So why? What are the shiurim and mishnah? The shiurim and mishnah are shiurim. Let me get this straight. Again, you have Reuben is being tevei Shimon. So the Rosh learns that if Reuben is tevei Shimon, and Shimon says, "I'll just do it on my own. I'll put up a wall," then the shiurim and mishnah were not set for such a case. Then Shimon could just put up putzav adafna. The Shiurei Mishnah was said specifically for a case where Shimon, who's the Nitva, only is willing to put up the wall if Reuben will be Mishtatif. So Reuben can say, I don't want to be Mishtatif if it's a waste of money. That's the case for which the Shiurei Mishnah were said. But if Shimon is willing to do it, if one party is willing to do the whole wall on his own, then he does not have to follow the Shiurei Mishnah. The Shiurei Mishnah were only said for a case where neither party is willing to do it by themselves. They only want to do it b'shutfus. So then, the party who wants to build the gozus can say, I don't want to spend waste money on a wall of putzav adachna. I want a wall of build the gozus. That's the case that the Mishnah is talking about, according to the Rosh. So if that's the case, then the Rosh l'shitasei says that if a wall of gvil won't fall over on its face, it'll last as long as a wall of levenim, a wall of gvil less than chamisha tefachim, less than shisha tefachim, it'll last as long as a wall of levenim, true, but it's not going to last as long as a wall of gvil v'gozus ought to last, and therefore the money that we're spending on gvil v'gozus is a waste of money, and he writes the lessons by saying parts. So therefore, if the minhag hamedina is to make walls out of gvil less than shisha tefachim, so that medina, they're wasting their money. Because gvil less than shisha tefachim is a waste of money. So if it says the Rosh, since the Mishnah is talking about dafka case where neither party is building the wall on his own, the Mishnah is envisioning a case where nobody's willing to build the wall on their own. They only want to build the wall b'shutfus. Like nobody's volunteering to pay all the money and to give all the land. They're only going to do it b'shutfus. So if they're only going to do it b'shutfis, so the Mishnah says, when they're only willing to do it b'shutfis, so the party that wants to spend to follow the minhag medina can say to the other party who's being a cheapskate that what you want to do is a waste of money. So therefore, if the minhag medina is to waste their money, he can still say, and he writes the last is my sample, it's a minhag shtus.
If the minhag medina is, let's say, gvil, but less than the stated share, so wouldn't that determine that Medina doesn't seem to think that that's a waste of money?
No, so some things Chazal stepped in and said that's objectively a shtus. That's what's called a minhag shtus. That's a minhag shtus. No, all right, we talked the other day, to a certain extent, you have to follow the Minhag Medina because every Medina has a different norm. Some Medinas, they can't afford to. I don't know if it's only a function of money, but it's in some Medinas, the Hasog is, you know, this is called Kayama. Other Medinas, this is called Kayama. But there's a certain point where you do something that's so ridiculous that Chazal said that's a Minhag Shtus wherever you are. So to build Gvil, let's say, three Tochim, Chazal said that's a Minhag Shtus. Because you're spending all that money on Gvil, and then it's going to fall over like a wall of Levain. So the Mela, so therefore the Rosh, that's also a Shtus. Now, what's interesting to me is, why does Tosfos not accept that? Why does Tosfos not accept the Rosh's argument? After all, Tosfos does say in Daf Gimel that is true, that a wall of Gvil Vagosis that's made narrower than what Gvil Vagosis require, although it won't topple over and it'll last as long as the wall of Levenim would, but it's not going to last as long as a wall of Gvil Vagosis should be expected to last. And if that's the case, then it is a waste of money. Then you're wasting money on the Gvil Vagosis. So it's Taka Minhag Shtus. So maybe the Mishnah's, maybe the Shir, the Mishnah's Lamakta as well. But Tosfos is a Doichik Betzim to say the Mishnah's only a maximum, not a minimum. And what's the Nekudas HaMachlekes here between Tosfos and the Rosh?
That the Rosh would learn
Amgam
like Tosfos.
That the Rosh what?
Would assume that it does make a big difference.
We'll see in a second. Meanwhile, in the Rosh, I don't need it. The Rosh is Gevaldik L'shitosa. I don't need to posit any new machlekes.
No, I'm saying
there's enough material in the Rosh to explain why the Rosh is Chaylik on
Tosfos. Isn't Tosfos' way of learning the Gemara and Gemara about
the Chiddush? Fine. It could be the Rosh has some other reason why he's Chaylik on Tosfos, but I don't need it. We'll see when we come to the Ramban. Maybe we're going to have to say something more. But meanwhile, in the Rosh, I have sufficient. The Rosh is sufficient. I know we have a roof thing, Occam's razor, right? You learn philosophy, and I don't think any people here taking philosophy. Occam's razor. We don't multiply entities. Meaning, I don't say chidushim. We don't need to say. In yeshivas also, we have this class. You don't say chidushim that we don't need. I don't need to say a machlekes tosis. Meanwhile, maybe behemshich we'll need to say.
I'm just asking why does tosis argue? Well, maybe it's a machlekes in the metzias.
No, that's not going to help me. I know what tosis holds from metzias is. Tosis holds from metzias is that a wall of gvil that's only three tefachim will last as long as the wall of Levenim, but it's not going to last as long as the wall of Vil should last. That Tosis isn't Daf Gimel. I know what Tosis holds. So, isn't that a waste of money? You're spending money on Vil, but it's not going to last as long as the wall of Vil ought to last. So, the Rosh is right. That's a waste of money. So, why does Tosis think it's a good minute? The mice of the Rosh is 100% right. It's a waste of money.
Because Tosis doesn't hold the svara of wasting money.
So maybe Stam Tosfos doesn't hold from this for wasting money. Doesn't have this for wasting money. Could be. I think alternatively, maybe Tosfos holds that the Mishnah is not only talking about a case where he's not right to lichmas l'teshalei. Maybe Tosfos holds like the Ramban and like and then the Rashba that the Mishnah's the rule of the Mishnah that you have to have Vil Shisha Tvachim is even if one guy is willing to be claimed to take Shalai and do it all himself, the other party can still say no, it's not good enough. I want a wall of Shisha Tvachim. I want a wall of Vil because Veini, whatever. Maybe Tosfos holds like the Ramban and the Rashba. We're not only talking about a case where both. Where neither party is willing to build a wall on his own. Maybe Tosfos learns that the stimus haMishnah is mashma, that even if one party is willing to build the wall all by himself and incur the whole expense, and if there's a waste of money, it's his money, so what do you care? The other party can say, no, I want to follow the Mishnah, the gvil, wall of Vil Shishatoch. So Tosfos was bothered. Why? Why do you have to? Why does it have to be Shisha Tvachim? If the Minhag HaMedina is to build a wall of 5 Tvachim, 4 Tvachim, 3 Tvachim, it'll last as long as the wall of Levenim. And what do you care if it's a waste of money? The other guy's willing to pay for it. So therefore, Tosfos learned that Echanami, the Mishnah is only a maximum and not a minimum. Ulay. I'm not sure. There's a problem in the Rabban. Anyway, the Cheshbon, the Rosh is a Pashat, the Cheshbon. I'm making it a little more complicated maybe than it needs to be. The Cheshbon, the Rosh is a Pashat, the Cheshbon, that the Rosh is the Shitasi. Once you accept the Rosh, that the Mishnah is based on the Svar of Amparas, so then Tosfos is irrelevant. Well, Tosfos is a wall of grills that street Tvachim will last as long as a wall of Levenim. 100% it'll last as long as a wall of Levenim, but then it's a waste of money, build a wall of Levenim. And the Rosh is anyway that the whole mission is built on Amparas. So I understand very well why the Rosh Tashitasi is Chayla Kantaisis. What one can still ask is the Ramban. The Ramban learns the Mishnah that even if one guy's Kainis L'Tayh Shaloi, nothing to do with Amparas. Even if one guy wants to be Kainis L'Tayh Shaloi, you still have the Shurim of the Mishnah. You still have all the Shurim of the Mishnah. Like he explains, because it has to be Shil Kayoma, otherwise it's going to fall down and it's going to have to be Misasimim Bividin, it'll be Nizik Beini Ubeini Kamer, as we saw at length. But Lemaisa, the Ramban learns that the Mishnah is not based on the concept of Amparas. It's nothing to do with Amparas, you have to do with Chalukah Shil Kayoma. It doesn't matter if one person's willing to undertake the whole expense on his own. You need the other fellow can say, no, I want a Chalukah Shil Kayoma, and a Chalukah Shil Kayoma is Gvil Gosus Kaminig Amadina. So he's not going with Amparas. And yet the Ramban, if you look in the Ramban holds like the Rosh. I'm not going to read the Ramban inside because a lot of things I want to cover today. But if you look at the Ramban carefully inside, it's not expelled there right away at the beginning. But if you read the whole Ramban carefully, you'll see that the Ramban is mavuah that the mission is the maximum and the minimum. So then that's already shared. Why is the mission? What's your, if the minhag ha-medina is to build the wall of Vil that's less than Shisha Tvachim, so what do you care? It's as good as the wall of Levenim. The Ramban's not going with Amparas. He's going with Beni Ubeni, Misasim and Chabadin. So what's wrong with the wall of Vilshon? What's wrong with the wall of Shlosha Tvachim? So I think in the Ramban you have to say, well, several of you guys have already mentioned, that the Ramban apparently holds, and Emes, it's not so rochok to understand at all, that the Ramban apparently holds that a wall of Vil that's less than Shisha Tvachim is takana stable, it'll fall over. I, wall of Levenim can stand on three Tvachim. Yeah, because the wall of Levenim is not so heavy. But wall of Gilda Gosses, that's heavier. So the heavier the wall is, the more width it has to have, that it shouldn't be so top heavy that it falls over. Yeah, in Mitzad, the engineering Shabbat, it's hard to understand why Tosfos didn't have this thought.
The Ramban says that there's a Mefurish Minhag of Shutfos, and you even go lower. How could he hold that wall with?
Yeah, good point. The Ramban is mechadesh that you only follow the minhag ha-medina if there's no minhag specifically for a case of shutfim shechalku. So we don't have a minhag for shutfim shechalku. So then you have to build shul kayoma. What is kayoma? You look at shar kreis le'ir. But if the medina has a minhag special for shutfim shechalku, then you follow that minhag. Even and not the shiurim of the Mishnah. So you're asking a question: why do you follow that minog if it's not stable? The chayyim say minog shtus. It's not gar.
What do you mean not stable and it won't hold? And how did it become the minog? What does that even mean?
Yeah. When the Ramban says it, he doesn't say it if that their minhag was less. The case he's talking about was their minhag was more. He said if they have a minhag specifically for shutfin, that even if they build a wall that's 4 amos wide, you also have to follow the minhag. He doesn't say that if they build a narrow, you follow the minhag. Could we not talk on that? That would be a minhag shtos. Is this mechayev that if they have a specific minhag for shutfin, so that's like minhag, that's mechayev. Now, I'm not saying a new thing, if there's a minhag that shutfin, a chaylik with the wall of, 30 amas wide, they use, it's Great Wall of China, that's a chaylik, that's a shutfin a chaylik. So that's mechayev, all the b'nai here to follow it. Okay, let's see what I think, Tosfos. From Taimar, my boy, the Gemara, called him in the Gamadino, let's see, my Mishana, let's see, Asa, the Nigi, Butsu, the Daphne. Why does this single ad chutzav adafna? So Ramban says it's not a kasha. Chutzav adafna is by way of example. But Tosfos brings Rebbeinu Tam, and you're Rebbeinu Tam. Many other Rishonim also hold this way. They all quote Rebbeinu Tam. The dafka chutzav adafna, but pachas mekan afilu nog or minog hedit. The chutzav adafna is a minimum. Less than the chutzav adafna is a minog hedit. The minog shtos. And mechiach mekan sheish minogim she'en lispech aleim. I feel here for the sound, I call Kamina Gamadina. I call Kamina Gamadina up to a point. Yeah, and what if the minhag is not to build a kaisel at all? So that we talked a little bit about it. Right? That's a machlekes shishayim. Even lefi rabbeinu tam, that a minhag to build walls out of paper is not a good minhag. What if the minhag is to build no walls at all? So the Rashba says, paper walls are not good, so no walls are for sure not good. But the Rashba himself speaks out. Maybe it's not comparable. Paper walls, you're always going to be master misatzimim and bedin. No walls at all, you'll never have to be misatzimim bedin. No walls lasts forever. So the Rosh says, no, that's not an argument, because the whole problem being misatzimim and bedin is that you're going to be nizik beini ubeini behezekriya. And if a minute to build paper walls is no good because there's all this beini ubeini of hezekriya, so then if the minhag is to build no walls at all, then you have hezekriya all the time. So that's about not a good minhag. But not everybody agrees to that. Others are mechalak. I see that really belongs more to Amud Beis. So we're about more by Amud Beis, by Gino. We'll talk about it. Yeah, Tais Lefichuch, I think we're going to leave. Probably just give you a summary, a brief summary of Tosfos Lefichuch, but not today. No, I want to take a look at the Rosh Hashanah base. Look at Rosh Hashanah base. V'shutfin shechokas achotzev leivonu kaisel b'nayim. They agreed not to build the kaisel. They didn't build the kaisel. Nobody was tevea. Everybody seemed to be happy. They didn't build the kaisel. And then many years later, one of them decided, I want to have a kaisel. The shekenegli toyin inei machalteli ala hezik riyah shani mazikha. You were meichel me. Vinasateli oy machalteli. You sold it to me. The right to stay here was without a wall. To be masik bezikri, or you gave it to me. Ve'echzachti b'kamashonim, and I was masik at kamashonim. Ain't time, lost time. Lo yishayach kan chazok, and he can't claim that he has a chazok. Meaning, normally the halacha is that if a person claims that he bought a sota and he was there for 3 years. So after 3 years, there's a riot from the fact that he was there for 3 years, and the Marakama wasn't Meicha, so there's a riot that it belongs to him. So here also, why can't he have a riot after 3 years? Why can't he have a riot after 3 years that the guy sold him the right to live there with Hezekiah? So he says, no. The time of the chazok, Kahainu came and Shishosuk will emicha hivsit. Give me a second. And it's an ukudya that I'm not holding it right now, so I want to double check when I have a chance. There's a machlekes yishayin b'chal by niskei shcheinim. By all niskei shcheinim, there's a concept you could be mazik. That if you let's say a chaloyin, right? If I open up a chaloyin, you can say hezikri, you can make me close the chaloyin. Or many kind of niskei shcheinim. I want to put sid next to your kaisel. You can tell me take this. The sid generates heat. You can tell me take it away. So if I don't say anything, there's a concept of chazak. That's gemaras. What kind of chazaka do you need? Some Mishnayim say the chazaka has to be that I claim that you sold me the right to have my sit over here, and I was here 3 years. So my being here 3 years is a right that you sold me the right to have this sit. Other Mishnayim say you don't need that. The fact that I, even if I don't claim you sold it to me, if I have the sit and you don't say anything, then right away it's right that you were meichel. So that's machlokes Mishnayim. So the Rosh apparently holds, but I want to double check this, but the Rosh apparently holds like the first shita, that you have to tiny that you sold me the right to do it, and that it has to be with the Shalosh Shanim. Okay, so anyway, so that's what's happening over here. The guy they're in this chotzer, and 3 years went by, and he claims that you sold me the right to be here and be massacred with Hezekiah and not to put up a wall. So the Rosh says it doesn't help. Ain't time also time. But Leishayach kan chazok. The time of the chazok with him, the shosak lemisi b'leimicha yifsid. The whole idea of chazok, that since you didn't say anything, it's a raya that it must be that I really bought the right. Haynu daf gehecha she'amach zeku mazik ve'en enizim. Kigoyim yishyesh lechaloin pasuch lechotze chaver ve'echzik ve'shol shalishonim. Amal hocha motzul emeima, lo mohayli limcha yisim imcha. Haloi hayisi mazikcha, kama yishayisu mazikeni. So first of all, the Rosh says the whole concept of chazaka by nizak is only if one is the mazik and the other one is the nizik, and the nizik kept quiet for 3 years. It's a raya that why was he quiet for 3 years? He was the nizik. He should have been tavea. Must be that he sold away the right. But here they mazik each other, so each one can say, "I was waiting for you to be tavea me, and I didn't tavea. I didn't have to be tavea you." It's a mutual thing. The chazaka doesn't happen. So this is it's a shalim b'tzias. The Rosh says when the hezek is mutual, there's no raya from the fact that he wasn't mecha. So number two, says the Rosh, "Boy, the leitami high hezek lehezek the chaloyin. The hosam lav hezek todu shachaloyin also the oyer of a leil istakel by lechotz chaveri. Also leil istakel, the meisah chaveri. Meaning on the gino, the chaloyin is not made to look at your neighbor. That's not what a chaloyin is for. A chaloyin is to have light, and you're not even supposed to look at your window at your neighbor. And it's also to look at the window of your neighbor. So that's not so. So therefore." It's not so terrible. Aval chotzer shemishtamish b'knisa v'yitziyo v'efshish lo yistakel b'tashmish chaveroi domi hai hezeku l'kutru b'esakisi d'amino l'kamen d'lestu chazok hilkuch sorach l'saya b'vinyin ha'kaisel. That's such a bad hezek that it's like the Gemara says that if you have an outhouse and the guy didn't say anything, so even after it doesn't matter, you don't become a mukhsir, because it's so intolerable that the chazok that he doesn't become a mukhsir. I'm not so sure I really understand. If you hold like those Rishonim, that the way Chazaka works is not that my shtika shows that I'm meichel. So that I can understand. It shows that I'm meichel and thinks that it's normal to be meichel. Thinks that it's not normal to be meichel, so you don't see it. But if you hold the Chazaka works, that's a riot that I sold you the right, so the more intolerable it is, the more riot it is that I sold you the right. It's not a kasha in that Gemara. I don't know. I mean, it's a kasha in Agamar. It's not a kasha over here. What's pshat in Agamar? Later. Akapanim, the first thing the Rosh over here says is that for one reason or another, he does not become a muchzik. He can't say, I'm here for 3 years, it's a right, you sold me the rights. There's no chazaka either because it's mutual, so there's no midalim micha, or because like kutru basic hisei. Yep, so I don't exactly understand why that how that helps. So there's no chazaka. Meaning, there's no proof that he sold him that he gave him the right to live there without a wall. Then the Rosh continues and he says, "Aval im yesha edim shemochlu hashut fin zel zel hazikriyo." If there's edim that he was mechel hazikriyo, shuv en yochelim lachsebem, that's binding, and they can't change their mind. Look, the Rosh, "Aval pi shayim lechaveri krak susi." Even though the person says to his friend, Mishnah Baba Kama, crack susi, and you'll be potter. So and the guy then goes and tears his jacket, he's potter. But you can change your mind. That the Rosh Mishnah doesn't say perish, but the Rosh assumes that Poshut, you can change your mind. I'm giving you a right to be mazik my jacket. So close mind, I don't rescind it, so you can be mazik it and you're potter. I gave you permission. But if I then decide, I don't want to give you permission anymore, so I can change, why can't I change mine? Stop a push. I didn't give you anything. I gave you permission to be masking me. Now I decide, I don't want to give you permission to be masking me. So how does it work here at all? I'm meichel that you should be masking me with Hezekiah. That means I'm giving you permission to be masking me with Hezekiah. But now I decide I don't want to give you permission anymore to be masking me with Hezekiah. So how do I have a right to change my mind? Zop terosh, shiny ocho, the tfiyas moment yesh b'neim, sheneskai kolecha, the chaveh l'sayi b'binyin ha-kaisel. Here it's different. Here it's a tefiyas moment that each one was mischayev to help in the binyan hakaisel. V'havi k'mishin is chayev le'imoneu mochol yolov shezocha b'mechilosu b'lekinim. So it's analogous to somebody, if I owe you money, and if you're meichel, then you're meichel, and as soon as you're meichel, then the chayev is gone. And then if you change your mind, it's too late. But here also, the chayev is to build the kaisel. If I'm meichel, it's a chayev moment to build the kaisel, to lay out money to build the kaisel. And now I was meichel you on the laying out money to build the kaisel. Once I'm meichel you on the laying out of money to build the kaisel, so mochel and finish. At kam the rosh. So this rosh, so it's kam advarim that need a beer. Let's start like this. Start with fundamentals. We have a whole perek le'yachbar, about niskei shechena. Things that I do in my property that are mazik things that you're doing in your property. I want to put sit in my property, it's going to, if it's near the border, it's going to be mazik your coastal, or I want to dig a bar, but it's going to be mazik your bar. Chena v'chena. So you have a Mishnah Chafei. The Mishnah says, one example of Hachokas Nesokin, Niskei Shechenim. It's called Niskei Shechenim. So one example of Niskei Shechenim is that I want to plant a tree in my field, but over time the roots of the tree are going to extend into your field, and they're going to interfere with your bar. So my ilon eventually is going to be mazik your bar. So it's a machlekes Chachamim and Rav Yosi. Chacham say ala mazik la'achik esatzmi. The baal ha'ilon has to be marchik his ilon 25 amas from because that's how far the roots go. So the baal ha'ilon has to be marchik his ilon is 25 amas from the border. Rabbi Yosi says ala nizik la'achik esatzmi. No, it's up to the nizik to keep his distance from the mazik. The halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. We pass him ala nizik la'achik esatzmi. The Gemara says. So one caveat, the Gemara says, "Meider Rabbi Yosi begiri delay." Those nizokim that are giri delay, giri means arrows. Where the mazik is like the arrows of the mazik, so then Rabbi Yosi is meider that ala mazik la'achik esatzmi. What is the meaning of giri delay? So Rashi learns giri delay means that that the hezek that he does in his rishos, the mazik's hezek, is he's mazik biyadayim. The tashmishim of the nizik. For example, he digs a bar. Reuben, let's say, digs up the room. We'll call Reuben. Reuben's always going to be the mazik over here. So Reuben digs a bar. The act of digging the bar itself already weakens the solem of the bar that Shimon already has. So the act itself, the act of digging already is already pegeya, and then it continues to be good. The bore itself gets filled with water and has other hezek. It continues to be mazik, but there's a hezek biyadayim that's being done also. So that's how Rashi translates giri delay. According to Rashi, giri delay means I was mazik biyadayim. According to Rashi, that's a very narrow case. There aren't so many cases like that. I'm just kishchenu, where my hezek is mamish mazik biyadayim. Comes out according to Rashi. Rashi himself says this, that most of the Mishnayos in Layachbar are not Giri Delay, and most of the Mishnayos in Layachbar that all seem to say that the Mazik has to be Machik are all not like Rav Yossi and not Lahaloch. Because we all like Rav Yossi, all is Machik is asking. Taisus and most other Rishonim have a broader interpretation of Giri Delay. They learn, even though Giri Delay means my arrows, but they learn that my arrows doesn't require that I mamish be Mazik be Adayim. All it requires is that when I put down my Sid, for example, the Sid was already immediately starts radiating heat. That assumes this alignment, and when it gets wet, it radiates heat. So the Sid immediately starts radiating heat, and therefore the very act of putting down the Sid already was kind of my arrows being mazik your wall. So that's already called giri delay and ala mazik lahar. And a case that's not giri delay is like the tree, where the roots of the tree to reach the 25, the roots of the tree, they're not going to reach your property for another 10 years. So that's not giri delay. That's the machlekes of Rav Yossi and Chachom. So there's a basic question here, which the Nesivos talks about, and many other achayim, which is, what's this business al nizik l'arachik hasatzma? That's how we pass like Kabesi al nizik l'arachik hasatzma. That doesn't sound the way if you learn Baba Kama. Right? Shosh and Ogach and Sapporo, what is it? Chalapor, Lach, and Gesatzma. Eish, you have Dalit Ovis Nizikin, which is Shemanim Ilm, Alan Nizik, Lach, and Gesatzma. So the basic chiluk is that the Bechayim say. Each one says a different Nusuch, and Asivis has a Nusuch, or Bach Bervings from Rav Chaim, so certain Nusuch. I'll say Rav Chaim Nusuch because it's the most straightforward. But we're not learning Layachba now, so the nuances don't have to concern us. So Rav Chaim brings from Rav Chaim. The Yeshivas has also the same idea, a slightly different Nusuch. Rav Chaim said, Niske Shcheinim, I'm planting a tree in my own property. Of course, my tree interferes with your bar because the roots are going to go out, they're going to be massive to your bar. So Kilu, your right to have a bar is how can I plant a tree? You have a right that's going to interfere with your bar. Who says, why is it axiomatic that your right to have a bar trumps my right to plant a tree? This is my property. I want to plant a tree. Maybe my right to plant a tree trumps your right to have a bar. So then I'm not a mazik. I'm doing bishus. Like maybe your bar is interfering with my tree, because if you're gonna have a bar, then it's gonna mess me up and my having a tree. In fact, Tosfos even asks Sakash, Tosfos being able to ask, but he even asks like Sakash that way. He says that maybe you have to be machik your bar from the property line, because maybe I'm gonna want to plant a tree. Like mechatesa. So to the extent that I'm doing b'toich sheli and I have rishus to do b'toich sheli, then I'm not a mazik, said Rav Chaim. But we have to decide. Sometimes my rishus to do b'teich sheli conflicts with your rishus to do b'teich shelcha. So we have to decide, okay, whose rishus is going to trump whose? Do I say the mazik's rishus to plant a tree, Reuben's rishus to plant a tree overrides Shimon's rishus to have a bar? So then Reuben is planting a tree rishus, he's not a mazik. Shimon wants to have a bar, let him be machin. Or do I say, no, maybe the nizik's rishus to have a bar trumps the mazik's rishus to plant the tree? So is this there? I said there are abundance, also shalom achayim, all these rules. But this is some kind of, we have to make a determination whose right trumps whose, and who has more, whose rishus trumps whose, and then we'll decide once we decide that he doesn't have rishus to be master, that he does not have rishus, if the masik, let's say, does not have rishus, according to the chum, for example, ala masik la'achik, so then he'll talk about, then maybe he'll be opposed to the masik too. But that's only because he doesn't have rishus, but if he has rishus, then he's not a masik. So Rav Yossi holds that all things being equal, normally we say my right to do and my that the mazik's rights to plant the tree override the nizik's rights not to be nizik. Meaning, I have a right to plant the tree. You're going to be nizik, so move your bar. It's my property. I have a right to plant the tree. I don't have to worry about the repercussions of what's going to come out 10 years from now from my tree. So don't plant your bar. My right to plant the tree overrides. Chacham say, no, ala mazik lachik esatz meidah. The nisik's rights override. Like Giri Delayer, if they see it's meidah, that the mazik's, that the nisik's rights override. It's all ways that we have to, different ways to measure. And we're not literally achbar, so we don't have to go all the way down. But it's all ways to measure whose rights take priority over whose. Mashaken above a kama, above a kama, I'm for sure not doing bishus. My shor is being the gayach bishus rab, I'm for sure don't have bishus to do that. By the way, there's a riff in Bava Kamu says that the reason why Shem Veregel apotir b'shus rabim is because the shor has a rishus to walk b'shus rabim and to eat. So he's doing b'shus, if he's doing b'shus, not a masik. See, also such an idea. So that's the basic difference between Niske Shechenim on the one hand and the Nizokim of Bava Kamu on the other. This is Shechenim, you first have to decide, do I have a shus or not? And to the extent that I have a shus, then I'm not a mazik. In the Nezokim of Arba Ovas Nezikin, so there I'm for sure, there's no shus to talk about, so there I'm for sure a mazik. This common nafkaminis between this is Shechenim and the Nezokim of Arba Ovas Nezikin. A lot of nafkaminis. For example, by Niske Shechenim, there's a concept of Somach Bishus. Somach Bishus means if when I put down the mazik, even if you hold on the mazik, l'achik is atzma. But if when I put, like the chum of a base, but if at the time that I put the mazik down, I was allowed to put the mazik down. And then later on, the situation changed, and now already, you know, a person would not have such a bishus. But since when I put it down, I had b'shus, so I don't have to be... So then it's called I did b'shus, so I don't have to be marchik. So for example, if when I put the sit down by the property line, there was no property line. Because maybe the property belonged all to me. So I put down some sit in the middle of my property, and then I sold half the property to you. So when I put the sit down, it was okay. I now my sit is being mazik. Now I sold you the property. You maybe want to put up walls. And the walls don't even have to be there as long as it's a property that's made for putting up walls. It's also called that you have walls. So normally, I'm not allowed to put down sit near the property line if I have a neighbor who might be putting up walls. But here, since I was Samach B'shus, it's okay. That's certainly not true in Arba Ovas Nezikin. You know, if I let my shor out somehow B'shus and then something changed, I don't know exactly what would be the case. You know, I let the shor out into the Rishus HaYochid and then it turned into a Rishus Rabim or something. There's no din of Samach B'shus. You always have to be... It doesn't make a difference. You're not doing mitad shaloi, so you don't have such a concept. Or another important distinction is that by niske shcheinim, you can be meichel. The bala kaisel can say to the other fellow, "I'm giving you, I'm meichel. You can put down your sid." Meaning, normally I can my rishus, and we understand. We can understand right away the sar. Normally, my rishus to have a kaisel trumps your rishus to have sid. But if I say that I'm giving you rishus to put down your sid, then you acquire that right. Maybe it's a kinyan in the karka, I acquire the right in the karka to put down sid. So now I'm doing rishus. By regular arbov and zikin, I can give your shor rishus to be negeach my para, and it's like kraksusi. That's the din of kraksusi. And I can change my mind whenever I want. You don't acquire anything thereby. If I say, you know, your shor wants some exercise, go be negeach my para. So, fine. If I don't change my mind, you're potter. But I can change my mind whenever I want. The same as kratzusi, I can change my mind whenever I want. So, and we understand that. That's a very clear distinction. So these are various distinctions we have by niske shcheinim. What's nogeh to us right now the most is that by niske shcheinim, it's clear. You can be meichel, you can be machne. Probably the same thing. If I'm meichel, you to put down the sid, then you're kind of chaylik in the soda to be able to shush in the soda to put down the sid. By Arba Ovas Nezikin, you have no such thing. So now, Yesh Lachkar, what is Hezekriya? Is Hezekriya Odom HaMazik, like it's about Makamadik HaMazik, it's a Mazik of a Chayul? I'm looking at you and I'm Mazik you. The stezul, it's can't do the veyatsneya. It's like a other mamazim. Or is it more like niskei shcheinim? My being mishtamish and my chotzer to do in your nedira is pegeya in your ability to be mishtamish in your chotzer to do veyatsneya. You know, Mitbeis will talk more in exactly in detail, but right now, just broadly speaking, is hezek ria adam hamazik, or is it niske shcheinim? So I think it's machlekes. I have a few places where I think he's a machlekes. Number one, by the Gemara in Daf Zayin Amud Beis, but Acham Shecholku Elim Chaloyin Zelza. Remember that the Gemara we talked about yesterday. So Shitas Haravid, the Rosh brought the Haravid that by Acham Shecholku, if one of them got a window, the other one, the Bala Chotzer, cannot say to the Bala Chaloyin, "Close up your window. You're being mazik me with hezek ria." The Rosh says, why not? Why not? He's mazik him with hezek ria. Why can't the Bala Chotzer say to the Bala Chaloyim, who gave you right to be mazik me with hezek ria? So yesterday I told you the Ramban says, because Amunas kein cholku shaloi list alak nisho. But Rabbi Kirege in Simon, in the Chulish Rabbi Kirege, Kama, Simon Kuf Nun Aleph, as their kuntres, milid in the zikin, brings a rivosh in Shimon and Simon Shinchov Beis. We said a different hesber in the Raya. The reason why the Bala Chotzer can't say to the Bala Chaloyin to close up his Chaloyin, because he was Samach Rishos. When the Chaloyin was opened, when they built the Chaloyin, it was all one property. It was in the lifetime of the father, it was all one property. Now they made a chalukah and the Chotzer went over to the other person. Because that's like Samach Rishos. Now, it's the Samach Bishus, where I put down my Sid in the middle of my property, and then I sold the other half of the property. And the Gemara said, that's called Samach Bishus. By Samach Bishus, and Dodin Abachok is Nizaki. So it's the same thing. The Chaloyin was opened up when it was one property, so it's Samach Bishus. So now that, so Mel, once he was Samach Bishus, he doesn't have to close it up. So, from the fact that the Rivosh learns that there's a din of Samach Bishus by Hezek Ria, it's muchuch that he understands that Hezek Ria is niske shcheinim, it's not Adam HaMazik. Because by Adam HaMazik, there's no such thing as Samach Bishus. Just like by all of that, all of Baba Kama, there's no such thing as Samach Bishus. So, at least we have one, I think we have at least one person, one, we can nail down that the Rivosh holds that Hezek Ria is not a Adam HaMazik, it's a Samach Bishus. On the other hand, there's a machlekes yishayim. We already saw it in the Rosh. Is there chazokah by hezek ria? 3 years or however long it takes to have chazokah by niske shcheinim. Is there chazokah by hezek ria? So there's a shuvas harif, Rimi Gash and Daf Beis Amud Beis, the Ramban and Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. They quote, we don't have this shuvas harif, but they both quoted shuvas harif that there's no chazokah by hezek ria. Even if you're there, you're being mazik. The chaloyin is there. There's no chazokah. Chaz, why not? So there's all different theories. We saw in the Russian theories, maybe because they mazik each other, the Rimigash also mentions this, because they mazik each other, so there's no chazoka. Or because like Kutrim Besakisei, it's todir, and when it's todir, there's no chazoka. There's different theories why there's no chazoka, which don't bear on our hakira. But the Ramban of Daf Nun Tes says, so Nusvar, why he thinks that there's no chazoka in Hezek Ria. He says, because Hezek Ria is niske odom be odom. And he goes on, Mishum, interesting Lashon. He says, it's Niske Odom Ba Odom, Mishum Ayin Hora, Ay Mishum Lashon Hora, Ay Mishum Snius. If I can look at you, A, I give you an Ayin Hora, B, I can talk Lashon Hora about you because I see all the things that you're doing, and three, because of Snius, it's you did by Yatsnea. For all those reasons, he's good. Looking at you is Mamish Odom Amazik. So in Odom Amazik, there's such thing as Chazoka. You know, if I give you a patch to retire for 3 years, I give you every morning a patch. I don't get a chazoka that I forever wear. I can give you a patch. So I think it's a fair share of ban. It sounds like a fair share of ban. The Rabban holds it has a is Haka Adam Amazik. It's not Niskish Chayim. That's exactly his point. It doesn't have Dinim Chazok because the Ramban, when he wants to explain the Ravid about Chaloin, so he doesn't say there because Somach Rishus. He has this other theory because Al Manaskein Cholku Shelo Yistalak Mishal. That was built into the Chalukah that he gets a window. Akoponim. Seems like a machlekes rishonim. So now I wonder, what about the Rosh? What does the Rosh hold? So on the one hand, the Rosh, look, at start when he's done, in the first half of the Rosh, when he's done, is the chazaka for 3 years, is the chazaka. So he says, no, there's no chazaka, but he has all kinds of reasons, because it's two-way street, I was waiting for Mecha Tesa, I should be Mecha, I was waiting for you to be Mecha, or because it's Todir, and so on and so forth. So he has all kinds of stories why there's no Chazoka. He doesn't say the Ramban. The Ramban says no Chazoka because it's Odom HaMazik, and Odom HaMazik, about there's no Chazoka. From the fact that the Rosh does not say like that, Ramban, the Chayot Zirai that he holds, more like the Rivosh, that it's not an Odom HaMazik, it's Nisri Shchenin. That I'm being mishtamish in my, rishus, I shtel your rishus and your rishus. That's like regular niskei shchenim, and on that you could have a chazaka. That after 3 years, it's a raya that you sold to me the right to be mishtamish in my rishus, to live in my chotzer freely, even though I interfere with your living in your chotzer. So, ad kan from the first part of the rosh, it sounds like the rosh holds that hesekri is not mamish adam amazik; it's niskei shchenim. On the other hand, when the Rosh wants to explain, but then the Rosh, the second half of the Rosh is the Rosh, but if, what if there were Edom that I was Michael on the wall? She says, that already works. She says, a whole Hezbollah, why does it work? Because it's really not a Chi, it's only a Chi of Mammon to build the Kaisel, and a Chi of Mammon you could be Michael. What does he need it for? And if it wouldn't be a chi of mamma to build a chayis, it would be a regular chi of achokas nezokim. Because the Rosh Chodesh is saying a distinction. It's a chi of mamma to build a chayis, not a chi of achokas nezokim. It's a chi of to build a chayis. And a chi of to build a chayis, to spend money, it could be much. What do you need that for? Let's say it wouldn't be a chi of mamma. It would be a chi of you have to leave because of Hezekriya. But you could be meichel if it's niskei shchenim. You could be meichel. The same way I could be meichel that you could put down your sid. The same way I could be meichel that you could put down your whatever. You could put down your Elon. So I can be meichel that you could live here and be and your ishtamshus will be masked to me with hazikriya. Like once the rush holds that it's niskei shcheinim, so then it's a double posha that you can be meichel on niskei shcheinim. So if I'm meichel to you, that you can say the same way the rush. Right, the same way the rush. And it's even more striking. The Rosh at the very beginning said, what if I taina, I have 3 years, and I taina that you were meichel me'al hezekriya, that I'm being mazik you. And mechatu v'nasatali v'echzakti b'yin, I was machzik kamashonim. So it sounds like it helps mechilin in hezekriya, the same way it helps mechilin and the other niskei shcheinim. If you're meichel me, then I'm machzik in the karka, the right to do it. You were meichel to me, or you sold it to me. Nasatali or mechatali. If I'm meichel to you that you could be mazik me with your sid, that means that I'm giving you the rishus to be mishtamish in your chutzah with sid. Now you're doing rishus. So what's my mikre zeh chosu? Why wasn't that good enough? Why didn't the Rosh just say that if there's edim that I was meichel that you can sit there without a wall and be mazik me with hezekriya? So then Rosh is something much fancier. That building a wall is a separate chi of mammon and a chi of mammon and shayach mechil. Why didn't he say that it's an iskei shcheinim and an amis in iskei shcheinim? He could be mechil. Befrat, mele if the Rosh held that the chi of to build a kaisel is a tikkun achotzer de gedin like the Ramban and the Rashba. A base shard de kedin. So that's taka maybe nothing to do with our chokas. That's nothing to do with our chokas mezotim. That's a new chi of mammon because of tikkun achatzah. That would need its own chi. That would need its own mechila. It's meichel and the chi of mammon of tikkun achatzah. We really saw by Eich that the Rosh doesn't hold from the tikkun achatzah. The Rosh, and we saw by Arichos, the Rosh holds that it's enough for tzvedafna, and he doesn't hold from his atmos, and he's medamet to gaga samach lechatzah. And smash from the Rosh if the Rosh learns that the chi of to build a kaisel is a chi of avachokas nezakin. So if it's a chi of avachokas nezakin, so then what's he saying? What does he need this new fancy svara that it's a chayv mammon to build a kaisel and the chayv mammon he could be meichel? Kilo he's trying to detach the chiyuv to build a kaisel from the etzem hezek. That's what it seems to be what he's doing. He's saying, it's not the hezek. You know, what I'm giving you is not the hezek. It's a chayv mammon to build the wall, and the chayv mammon to build the wall on meichel. What does he need it for? The chiyuv to build the wall comes from the chiyuv hachokas nezokin. And the chiyuv hachokas nezokin is like any other, and it's not a, so if you held it's odom amazik and that, you can't be meichel either. But he holds, no, it's not like kraksusi. That's part of what he says. It's not like kraksusi. By the way, from that itself, you see that he holds not like it's a niski odom ba'odom like the Ramban. He says it's not like kraksusi. So then what does he need this new fancy svar? And number two, what is the pshat in this new fancy svar? He says, it's a new svar that the chiyuv to build the kaisel is a chayv mammon. What do you mean it's a chayv mammon? It's not a chayv mammon. Lefi the Ramban, the Rashi is a chayv mammon. It's a chiyuv tikkun achatzah. It's like the male chotzer have a chayv mammon to build a beishah. That's not a chokas nezokin. Nothing to do with a chokas nezokin. But we saw already by Richus that that's not what the Rosh holds. The Rosh holds that it's a chiyuv. It's a posh of the chiyuv a chokas nezokin. We made a whole shitosim and binyonim, but a lot of that was the Rosh. The Rosh, but a. If it was a chiyuv of beish, if it was a beishar dekadin, then the tain of his atzmos would make a lot of sense. The Rosh dismisses the tain of his atzmos because it's just a chiyuv hachokas nezokin. Then the Rosh put a raya that they could build hutzav adafna. There's no tain of his atzmos. He put a raya from gaga samach lechotzer. The chazanis said, "What's the raya? Gaga samach lechotzer. It's a one way street, so there's no tikkun achotzer dekadin. But here it's a tikkun achotzer dekadin. So I asked, is the tain of his atzmos? The Rosh doesn't have the whole business of his atzmos." The passage in the Rosh is, we don't go over the whole week, sure, but the passage in the Rosh is that the Rosh holds the chiyuv to build the kaisel comes from the chiyuv hachokas nezok, and it's not a bishar dekadin. So what is he telling me that it's a chayv mammon? It's not a chayv mammon to build the wall. It's a chiyuv hachokas nezokin. The way you're machik the nezokin is you build the wall. The Mishnah Le'Yachba says that the Mishnah Le'Yachba says that sometimes in Le'Yachba you have to build a wall. So you have to be machik, you bore three tvachim, and you have to also cover the walls with lime. So shaylach means also or either or, but akapanim, if the vihirs means and or if it means or. But akapanim is the concept of being sod besid. So Bachber points that in the first siman. He talks about this Rosh Bachber a little bit. He says, the chiyuv to be sod besid is not a chiyuv mammon to be sod besid. It's not that I have a chiyuv mammon of giving you sid. It's a chiyuv achokas nezokin. The way to be machik, the nezokin. If you want to build a bar, you have to be machik. How are you machik? By being machik gimel tvachim and or being sod besid. So the being sod besid is not a chiyuv mammon. It's a way to do achokas nezokin. I would say that's what a kaisel is. A kaisel is not a chiyuv mammon. A kaisel is a way to do achokas nezokin. So Bachber says, you see in this Rosh that the Rosh held not the way. He doesn't explain why that is, but the Rosh, Bachber just makes the observation. You see in the Rosh that the Kaisel HaShutvan over here is not a way to do Achokas Nezokim. It's an independent Chayv Mammon of build of a Kaisel. I owe you a Kaisel. Or I owe you at least that I'm going to be Mishtatef with you in a Kaisel. Yes, so how does that... So again, first of all, what is the Rosh needed for? Why not to say Achokas Nezokim, Achokas Nezokim, you give me Meichel. Like you see for the whole Rosh up till now. He says you could have chazok even, except for technical reasons. Why there's no chazokah? Because while you were waiting for me, I was waiting for you. I had that once on a date. I had a date with a girl in Philadelphia. And I drove to Philadelphia. How it goes for the first date. So you talk to the parents. So I'm sitting there talking to the parents. And I'm waiting for them to tell us to leave. That's usually what happens. You talk to the parents, and then after a while they say, okay, goodbye. So I'm waiting and waiting and waiting. We're talking, and they're not telling us to leave. 2 hours went by. I said goodbye, and I went back to Lakewood. So and I went back to the shop, and I said, I didn't know what happened to me. So they said they were waiting for you to get up. So I said, I was waiting for them. They were waiting for me. So the Rosh said, Chazoka, he's waiting for him. So Melips doesn't happen. The Chazoka doesn't happen. But Be'etzim Chazaka could happen. We see it's not Niskei Odom Ba'odom, not like the Ramban. The Ramban says there's no Chazaka because it's Odom Ba'odom, it's Odom HaMazik. What Chazaka? You see, the Rosh Hashanah is not Odom HaMazik. It's Niskei Shechenim. In Niskei Shechenim, you could be Meichel. Like we see in the Rosh the whole time, Hezekiah, you could be Meichel. That's how the Rosh began, that it could be Meichel and Hezekiah. That's his claim. His claim is after Machaltuli, he just says the Chazaka is not right. The Midalei Micha, 3 years is not a riot because they were waiting for each other. But if it was a raya, then the Rosh sounded like if it would have been a good raya, then it would be a raya that after mechaltali, or you were machna to me, or you nasatali b'matana. What did he give him b'matana? He didn't give him b'matana. He doesn't have to build a wall. He gave him a matana to a right to be masik b'hezekriya, to live there and be mishtamish there, and even though his ishtamshus, even though his dira is bothering me. So what does he need this new svar now at the end that it's a chaymaman to build a wall? It's not necessary. And B, it's hard to understand what it is because it's not a tikkun achatzir. It is a chayv achalkas nezokin. So why is that called a chayv mamon? Why is that any different than sod besid? Sod besid is not a chayv mamon. I don't owe you sid. I have to be machak my nezokin. Yeah. Okay. I guess we'll. Okay. We'll Mr. Shem tomorrow. We'll come back to this. Okay. After this, I want to start the sugya of mechitzas zakerem shenifitzah. Mechitzas Kerem Shenifitzah was Ramban and the size Tosfos, Rashi and Tosfos, and I learned that there is a Ramban. And also the Ramban in Kuntres Din Degani in a couple of places also touches on Mechitzas Kerem Shenifitzah.